The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 12th day of November 2018. And from Florida way, I've got Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
And how are we after absorbing all the craziness in the world? How are we on this Monday? What did you do over the weekend here?
Well, I think I had a pretty good show on Sunday. Gave some tribute to the veterans. It was Veterans Day on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And did that and just had a good show. Had a good show and a little bit of rest, little R&R. And hey, John, I just want to ask you something. Were you ever a big fan of Happy Days?
No. Can we go back? Wait a minute here. You can't.
I'm leading. I'm going to something. I'm going to something on this.
No. You can't. Excuse me. You can't skip over this.
Okay.
Now I'm a little bit confused here because you sent me the latest propaganda selling people to try to get them in the Marines and the Army, and you know, hey, you become that and you'll become immortal. Of course, the people who come in contact with you will end up very dead. We've been talking a lot about the military, the war. You know, you got to hit the mute button when you do that. Mr. Elkins?
I did, didn't I?
No. No, your throat clearing has been going out worldwide.
Hold on a second.
Give it a few minutes. It'll be at to Mars.
Okay, I'm back.
I just thought I'd tell you.
I'm glad you did because I have a delay on mine, evidently. Because I did turn it off and then cleared my throat and came back and you said you heard me anyway.
So yeah, I thought it was rather interesting. I didn't know that a human body could make those kinds of sounds.
Yeah, well, I'm not a healthy guy.
So. You're telling me. All kidding aside, because a lot of serious stuff is going on.
Yep.
You sent me the video of the latest, greatest propaganda. Come join us before we have to start a, national, we're going to force you to come in the military. Oh, that's right. They used to call it the draft. Now, if yesterday you did a program and you're paying homages to the military, I'm a little bit confused. Can you clear that up for me?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, part of it is the duty that one has to go into the military. I went in the military with ideas that I was doing the right thing, John. You probably did the same. My father did, my grandfather, my whole family's military.
No, I didn't, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you go in the military with the idea that you're defending this country. You're defending this country. And we're all believing that until we get in there and realize, hey, wait a minute here. Now, I didn't see that too much because I was stationed in Oklahoma and there was nothing going on really. I mean, there was a couple little skirmishes around the globe here, but we didn't really know about it much. But, you know, I wasn't in Vietnam, but I think my tribute to those soldiers were, I want to say to them, thank you. And I'm very deeply sorry you were lied to. And I think that was what I was trying to say yesterday, that so many young people were brought in with this illusion that we were defending this nation, and actually what we're doing is just conquering and dividing and trying to, you know, take resources for ourselves. And those people who were actually lied to and deceived, and, you know, 58,000 Vietnam veterans died, and those who lived are having a lot of problems, and we know several of those people.
Yeah, so. They are. And the only reason that I was in the Army is I was regular Army. I actually joined rather than getting drafted. I joined for an extra year, and that's a 3-year commitment out of your life by contract. You're raising your hand going, okay, but I had my provisos. I knew that if I was drafted, I was going to be rotated into Vietnam. They'd probably throw me on a chopper, and I'd be a door gunner hanging on a bungee cord with an M60.
Right.
And I, by that time, had realized in 1970-71 that this is not a war to go kill communists. We're just in there on the tail end of the English and the French, and let's see how many people can make money. You know, if we were really over there to kill communists in North Vietnamese, we wouldn't have gone through the UN and had a demilitarized zone. Right. So I joined the military for that extra year, and then they decided when I got over to Europe that they were going to cancel those orders and send me to Vietnam. I knew something was amiss way back then, and 18 years old, here I am. I wasn't exactly worldly at 18. How smart are you? But this resonated with me, and I thought, you know, this is wrong. So I thought that I would still serve my country and take that extra year. And then they decided to break the contract, and they wanted to send me to Vietnam, which led into another series of events. I was ready to go to prison for 2.5 years because they didn't want to let me stay in Europe. They wanted to send me a Nam, and I said, just have the just have shore patrol or MPs, whoever the hell you use over there. When I get off the plane, you better cuff me and haul me off because I'm going to jump the first commercial flight and take off for the States. They left me sitting there for 2 weeks threatening to send me to a prison. And I said, you know, after all of this training and everything else, and I volunteered for this, if that's how you want to use up this resource, go right ahead and do it. So I was facing 2.5 years in prison. They blinked first. They rescinded the orders. But, we're in the propaganda stage, and Steve, it was kind of poignant you sent those videos over. This is a national propaganda campaign. Be proud of the military. Yesterday, I'll tell you how desperate they are. Anybody that's familiar with football understands there's an NFL package where you pay $300+ and then you get to watch the 16-game season, and the playoffs are generally on regular commercial TV. Well, yesterday, the day before yesterday, I got an email in my account going, oh, free NFL. I thought, well, good, I'll go up and watch my losing Lions. But then it dawned on me exactly what they were doing. What was yesterday? Veterans Day. Right. So here they are with all the fanfare and the guard and the yellow fringed whatever, and let's stand behind our military while our country commits murder on how many people. Now, Steve, those are words to the uninitiated veteran that would just strike them just to the core, and they would really rebel against that. But I guess there are people, current and past military, that are waking up to this, and they don't like it. We're still having 22 veterans committing suicide every single day. And they're out there running the propaganda campaigns. You read that article that I posted last week. Putin and China, they both said, hey, we're updating our military, but we're sinking all of our funds into our infrastructure and building out our country. We're doing exactly the opposite. There's not a penny for infrastructure. We're building a war machine out. And we're just going further and further in debt. There's no real money to spend there. They're spending the credits of the future.
Yeah. Yeah, they made a mistake before. We remember the last time they sunk all their money into their military. and how they came. Well, that was over that big bluff that you said Ronald Reagan done with Star Wars, and it worked. It made them go bankrupt. They put all their money in the military.
I didn't say Star Wars. I just said the escalation between the Cold War between the United States. Star Wars was part of it, but yeah, it was the escalation with the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And eventually the Soviet Union went, we run out of blank checks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is my question to you today was, and you've made some good judgment on that, is China and Russia buying all these tons of gold, tons and tons and tons of gold, probably to secure their financial future. But what do you think? What do you think that's going to do to the United States? I mean, what do you think is going on there?
Well, as we discussed earlier, it's twofold. Mm-hmm. One, how do you break the back of any country? Well, we have had many fronts opened up on us. We started recognizing the communist revolution by way of street activists called Antifa, that they're mm-hmm. supposed to be anti-fascist. We recognized that there was a vitriol and a speech that was going on in this country for a long time that you would consider to be anti-American or at least anti-constitutional. Well, the beast has pulled off his mask and revealed itself for what it really is, a bunch of socialist and communist. And we do have a revolution going on in this country, and we're not the ones that started it. But here's the thing. If we've got to go to arms, men, we will finish it. That's my position on it. Now, are we broken yet? No, we're still functioning because we still have the line of credit with the banks. But we're mounting debt at a pace that we can never, Steve, ever, ever retire. Right. We just can't do it.
Agree.
Yep. And here we are. Not enough money. We've got infrastructure that's crumbling. There's not enough tax money for the state and municipalities. We've got them robbing the trust funds. We've got them retiring, going after retirement accounts. Most people don't even realize that because they're getting still checks in the mail. That's because they haven't emptied out the accounts. Markets in gyration all the time. And I was speaking to Paul Preston, by the way, mm-hmm. Of which tentatively I have him scheduled. This has been really tough because he's doing a lot of things. We can talk about Paul here a little bit later. But he told me, Steve, that from all indicators, March Madness, I guess the Ides of March in California, mm-hmm. that state's going to just blow up and declare bankruptcy.
I can believe that. I really can.
Well, I can as well. And, you know, when I called him, you gave me his number and I called him. Mm-hmm. And he answered a phone by New California and all I did was laugh. And I said, yeah, you betcha. Because I thought he was in reference to the socialist, communist, the mm-hmm. Just the absolute, I don't even know what to call them, Steve. I honest to God do not know what to call them. But what I discovered through you was New California, this is something he's involved with. Mm-hmm. There's basically a civil war going on out there, and the battle lines are being drawn.
Yep.
And New California, they're going to take the northern half of the state, split it right down the middle, east-west. Or east-west, not down the middle, but east-west, they can have the south. They're going to take the north.
Yeah.
And
this is pretty much it. This is it. They got smart, and they realized that the money is – this is basically the Civil War, the Union against the Confederacy. And the north of California realized, well, they have a lot of industry there. I mean, they've got the wine industry. Mm-hmm. I think they even claimed some of the tech industry, Silicon Valley, in that split. And they realized that the money was there. But the money was not being shared with the North. It was being taken for the South. And this is quite a battle. He's got a battle on his hands here, and it's pretty interesting. But I'll let him explain more of that, the divisions, and what else is going on, because this is really, really interesting stuff. And there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle, and they're coming together. And I'll let him explain that more to you. It's great stuff.
Well, and thank you for this, Ralph. You just sent me an email. He said deflation in action, they will inflate and crash the dollar ASAP. Here's the bottom line. Their way of thinking, you can inflate to infinity, but you can only deflate to zero. And that's exactly what's going on here. Mm-hmm. The currency is inflating. You know, we call it many different things, but inflation. Yeah, that's just the cost of doing business. Nothing to see here. Let's move along. And that's the understanding the American people have. Oh, it's just that inflation thing. And, well, the Fed adjusts for it. No, the Fed is the cause of it. They're managing an economy based on credit where the creditor has, well, loaned out too much, way too much. And have you seen any banks say no to the United States when they want to do more bonds or this, that, and the other? No. There's always more debt available to the federal government to bury us with.
Right. By the way, did you book him for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, tentatively, I'm going to call him after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, his time, because he doesn't even know if he can schedule some time out. And I apologized to him. I said, look, I didn't mean to laugh. I just thought you were making a joke. And I said, I think it's important that people that are listening to this network understand what's going on in California. Not only, oh God, California, geez, for our listeners out in California, you have my heartfelt sorrow for what is going on out there.
Mm-hmm,
because it's a war zone. It's a political trash bin. It's a lot of different things, but hopefully I can talk to Paul Preston tomorrow about his new California initiative, but also these little fires that seem to keep burning California down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's part of it. He'll explain that in deeper detail with Agenda 21 and ICLEI, which is International Community Local Environmental Initiative, coring out California. And it just happens to be that the areas that are being burned down are part of the new California initiative. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, my apologies. I said some snarky things about Deborah Tavares, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like she might be right. Did you see that video I sent over to you of the fire chief out there?
I actually met that guy. I know him.
You know him?
I've met him at an Eagle Forum meeting, yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can book him. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but yes, I've met him.
Okay, share with the audience what we're talking about here.
Well, we're talking about the 2017 fires in Northern California, which I just happened to miss by 1 week. I'd sold my home. We packed up. We left a week later on the middle of a trip down to see you, John, in Round Rock. I get call, hey, what's going on in California? Fires, fires, fires everywhere. Well, this guy here is John Lord. He's a fire chief. He actually worked out of Petaluma, California. I think he's in Sonoma County now, lives in Santa Rosa. And he went through description that these fires are not your normal fires. What they would recognize a normal forest fire or a normal structural fire would be around 1,100 degrees. These fires are burning super, super hot. And he goes into some little technology. I'll throw it out there right now. And you may say, well, Steve, you're kind of wacky. That's conspiracy theories and stuff. But John, I sent you over that video with Donald Rumsfeld admitting that this technology exists. And it was back in the 90s when they were discussing it, which I was kind of surprised. How did mainstream media know about this technology? But it's called direct energy weapons. And it does exist. It's like a radar wave coming down, like a microwave coming down. And this police chief talks about that what he knows of this technology, basically you can start little infernos everywhere. And it's theorized, speculated, Deborah Tavares will tell you this and a lot of other people will tell you, that these smart meters they put on our homes, which we didn't have a choice on the matter most of the time, have been used as little accelerators, starters, basically setting off fires, whether through the box itself or through your electrical system. And he makes a very good case. He says, I've been a fireman for 40 years. I've seen lots of fires, and these things are not normal. And there's a lot of witnesses who've taken video and pictures. So,
well, when we get back a little bit more on Mr. Lord there, what's the end game scenario out there, Steve? What are they trying to do, run everybody off the land?
That's part of ICLEI, yeah. Core it out and push everybody towards the center to control them.
Or push them out of California. We get more Californians here in Texas and around the country. Kind of like cancer spreading, isn't it?
Yeah, metastasize.
Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, another ditty here with John Lord. He said about those 2017 fires that in his area, now I don't know exactly where John Lord lives, but there were 8 homes that were around him. 7 of the homes had the smart meters. 1 did not. Right. The one that didn't catch fire was the one without the meter on it.
Yeah, that's the same way with my friend Orlene Corla of the state president of Eagle Forum. Her home did not have one. She went to the analog meter, and everybody around her burned out except her. Pretty amazing.
Well, and from what I'm hearing here about this directed energy beam, whatever you want to call it, death from above, is that, you know, if you get a fire that's registering 2,000 to 3,000 degrees, this is blast furnace stuff. This is oxygen and forced air and, you know, combustibles. This is not normal at, by any stretch of the imagination. I just got a text here. Deborah Tavares will be on my program on December 1st regarding all of this. PJ Barton, thank you, PJ, for that. Just a heads up to the audience. Yeah, I've got to get her on because I saw a video. She went in front of her city council, I guess, back in February, and she was just laying this all out. And luckily, the filmographer that was doing this was taking the pictures and the reaction of the council. And they didn't seem to be rolling their eyes, but there were a lot of downcast faces, and nobody was really arguing with what she was saying. So, but, you know, this I've heard, the resonant frequency on this can literally excite rebar stuck in cement and basically explode it.
Yep, make it pulverize your concrete. Yeah, yeah, pretty cool stuff.
This, God almighty, I mean, really? This is what we do with all of this advancement in technology, all this advancement, we use it to destroy? That's what we do?
Sounds like it. You know, when I started thinking about that, when Paul told me about the rebar heating up in the concrete and then it just explodes the concrete, it had me also started thinking about looking back at World Trade Center and how the concrete was pulverized dust. Which had me thinking then, you know, people talked about that whole blue light thing, the direct energy weapon on the World Trade Center. You know, the thermite was still there and all the other things were still there. But now I start to think about that pulverized concrete, that powder now, and I start to wonder about that. I'm going to talk to Paul about that myself because I'm curious now if that was also included because the thing came down in a free fall. We know that's not normal, and we know the temperatures were so glowing hot that even the steel beams were a month or so later after still glowing red hot. That can't possibly come from a fire.
I think the term they used was molten metal in the basement area of the World Trade Center.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. You know, and Steve, I got an admission to make here that there's enough on our plate. We've discovered the who, what, when, where, and the how. I've kind of stayed away from the newest technology stuff because to the uninitiated, that's these tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And I figured that if we just stay on track with the remedy to the situation rather than chasing all these aliens and crop circles and all this newfangled technology that may or may not exist, you know, we'd be maybe a little bit better off for it. Well, I am just still the end result of it is going to be a distraction because that's going to take us further away from ground zero, which we should be pounding on a daily basis. How do we get our country back? Well, there's two things I can think of. Get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of their power base, get rid of how they use, bribe, buy off, pay off, take control, you name it. If we didn't have the funny money system, folks, we wouldn't be $200-300 trillion in debt. Couldn't happen. Now we're being accosted on all fronts. Now we've got a societal and a culture change going on. The culture change has been coming on for a lot of years through just about everything you can imagine. Even rap clap, I call it rap clap trap. You know, how do you take young people and basically the term that I use, make them culturally deficient? Well, you take away good education, stuff that should be in their head, and just give them a nice bassy beat and all these wonderful, geez, you're going to make me a believer in jazz after hearing rap. God almighty. Chris in Vegas, if we run long here, I'll carry you over in the bottom of the hour. Hello, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. And I'm pretty informed, being a former union electrician and one who does quite a lot of due diligence and an expansive reading. And I can tell you that there are a couple of different multiplying circumstances that exacerbated the fires in Northern California and other places. I will first talk about the fact that I presented the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, the rubber stamp agency here in Nevada, several years ago, a document. It was a field manual from the United States Army on acoustic weapons. And this is part of where the so-called SMART, the Specialized Military Advanced...
Okay. All right, hang on a second, Chris. I'll carry you over in the bottom of the hour.
You bet.
By the way, market data here, Dow Jones down 602, NASDAQ 206, Standard & Poor's 54. Not looking good on the stock market.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
All right,
to Big
we
John.
Are back. Speaking of miners and Africa, most of the gold mines are shut down. There's no investment money going in. They are down miles and miles and miles underneath the earth. It's getting too expensive to draw it out. So, yeah, South Africa, yeah, you've been communized. You're now broke. Your gold mines are shutting down, and your employment numbers are going through the floor. I have Chris in Las Vegas on. Chris, you were saying before we took a break here.
Yes, the so-called smart meter. SMART is a militant or military acronym for Specialized Military Advanced Adjustable Receivable Radio Transmitter. And these are modulatable. They can be turned up or turned down infinitely from remote locations, Medusa meters, satellite, radio transmitter. There's multiple different means of operating on these meters to make them weaponized devices. They're disguised as coming from the Department of Energy, but they're actually from the Defense Department or other agencies of government, and they've been weaponized against we the people. They can also be used to compromise the safety and security of your home by being a standing soldier or surveillance device to monitor the presence or absence of people by the utilization of electricity, which could be very, let's call it, useful for people who have nefarious, criminal, or other aspects, such as planting evidence in your home or robbing your home or knowing when there are certain people there or not and being able to access it to take advantage of those who might be not able to defend themselves. And so these are very, very dangerous devices. Now, to the fires up in Northern California, and I'm sure Deborah would confer, and I've conferred with her before. Also, Jerry Kirk talked about the International Property Maintenance Code part of ICLEI, a very dangerous part of obliterating privacy rights under the pretext of inspecting your home to ensure your safety from supposed unlicensed or incompetent contractors. And, of course, the see something, say something aspects of some government agent walking around your house to protect you from yourself and get evidence to use against you can be very assistive for the government. But the contents of some of the aerial spraying, solar radiation management, they like to call it. There's a couple other things they like to call it. But the aerial spraying contains trimethyl aluminum, TMA they call it, which has a very devious aspect of exacerbating and intensifying, lowering the ignition point, firing the burn, raising the burn point, the temperatures that fires burn at. This creates these so-called anomalous aspects that we have recently seen known as firenadoes. And this is because of the heightened intensity of the burn temps that make them transmit faster. And, of course, then the directed energy weapons is another thing that they throw in there to obfuscate and make it difficult to discern what's actually causing the fires, and they leave some of the anomalous cars that are burned, the metallics with the tires still intact, and other really strange occurrences that are not normal to our psyches of human interpretation of things we've seen before, because they're brand new events that are being cleverly deployed against the American people.
By the way, speaking to your biometrics, this is startling. The National Biometric Database could be on the way and on in private hands. Now, it's being constructed. The AI-based facial recognition and fingerprinting are allowing new levels of authentication. But they say privacy advocates should be concerned. The National Fingerprinting Company joins forces with a startup that authenticates identity using AI-based facial recognition and behavioral prediction in natural settings. The future of human identification tech starts to look an awful lot like sci-fi. Well, it's here. That's the new reality as Shore ID, a biometrics and fingerprinting firm, partners with Robbie AI, a Boston-based startup, on R&D that could result in the United States' first nationwide biometrics gathering system. Now, this is generally used by employers, authenticating employee identifying them via its nationwide network of fingerprint enrollment kiosk. Now, folks, I went into a burger bar the other day for an employee to open up the cash register. Guess what they had to do? They had to use their thumbprint. So it is already out there and functioning. Now, this could be used in a number of different settings, from retail authentication and employment verification to more speculative applications like driver identification for keyless self-driving cars, or even using recognition in future robotic platforms. Now, the notion worries, they say, some privacy, and this came from ZDNet. I like how they say that worries some privacy advocates who see video-based biometrics but can accurately scan crowds and identify individuals as an anathema to presumed rights of privacy. Even if the intentions are sincere, the very existence of biometric databases presents security concerns. Earlier this year, an Indian journalist demonstrated he could buy administrative access to India's biometric database for the equivalent of $8. Now, this, I'm not going to go on with this. The story is up on Republic Broadcasting. Go read it for yourself. But this is all converging. There are many different fronts on this one, Chris. Going cashless, that is surely part of this. But, and here's the thing that I want to get back to with you, Steve.
Yeah.
you know, this propaganda campaign, you know, join the military and, you know, support those that are keeping you safe. Now, here's what really disgusts me to no end. Propagandizing, sending U.S. troops, military personnel, spending trillions of dollars, killing millions of people in the Middle East to keep us safe and secure. To keep us safe from what? They're doing this and then claiming that there's going to be backlash, so what they've automatically got to do. See, these guys over in the Middle East, they're protecting your freedom. BS. What's happening here is your rights, your freedoms are being taken away because they say the reason is well, it's because of national security. The dilemma here, folks, it's more than Orwellian. The contrast here and the real reasons why this is going on and the added benefit of all the death and the expenditures and the dying and everything else, they're cashing in. And these people selling the security stuff and selling the American people on this crap that go ahead and accept this fingerprinting and facial recognition and all the security we're doing and the snooping and pooping is because we're there to keep you safe. You can take your safety and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
You know, some of this, John, is so easy to see. Now, if you go back to the PNAC document, the Project for New American Century is the blueprint, how to divide, basically split up the Middle East itself. And what's happening here, and I know Paul will talk to you about ICLEI, and he'll talk about Agenda 20 and what's going out, carving out California. That's part of the Agenda 21 program and the ICLEI program. It's the same thing. It's spelled out. The United Nations is part of this whole globalization thing. And he'll go into detail and showing you the paperwork, the documentation, and they're just simply following through now. Just like the PNEC document, they're following through with that, with the Middle East. This document here for globalization, this whole Agenda 21 issue, is all on paper. It's all theorized. It was thought out long ago, and now it's being implemented. And California is taking the hit. It's the first state to take the hit, and it's like a pilot state for the program, evidently. But they're going to core that thing out, and it's not over yet. This is 4 years in a row, John. 4 years in a row we've had these fires, and the last 2 years have been the worst. They're not done coring this out. They've got to core it out, push the people out of these rural areas, push them down below. Some people are going to say, I got to leave. Now, 27,500 population is what Paradise, California is. It's gone. It's a ghost town. It's dead. That town is dead, John. There's nothing left. It's impossible that a little small campfire could spread like this so fast and the whole town is gone like snap your fingers. It's gone. That can't happen from a campfire. So he'll go into more detail on this. And this is serious stuff. You know, this is like Star Trek stuff. We always do all Star Trek. That's just fantasy, right? That video I sent you where Donald Rumsfeld was admitting, which I'm still kind of curious how mainstream media knew back in the 90s that we had possession of this weapon we were trying to tweak and fine-tune called direct energy weaponry. You can go on YouTube and see the video. Donald Rumsfeld at a press conference talking about this technology, this super sci-fi technology that we thought was just in movies, is real stuff and can be used on the enemy or could be used on implementing this program here, this Agenda 21 program.
This, and Chris, thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Next hour, Steve, I've got to have Dan Sutterfield on for about 5 or 10 minutes. This is the guy that brought us the front sight, hellacious good deal for training up. And folks, Steve, I don't know how many different ways I can say this or put more importance behind it, but this thing that's being offered by FrontSight that buys you in for their master membership, you're going to need this. You're going to need this. And I cannot underscore that message enough. Well, there's a new deal here, and I'm going to let him talk about it for a few minutes. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, he's added a little bit more to this. If you are prior military, okay, and you sign up for a membership with FrontSight, if you buy that $500 membership to go out there and train up. And I'm talking not just foot soldier, foxhole stuff here, folks. I did that. You know, I did the shooting ranges. I did all that. If you were not in combat, okay. But even if you were, chances are you didn't go through the dynamic entry routine. You know what Israel teaches all our proud policemen how to do.
Right.
This is a hell of a deal, because what they will do, if you are an ex-military, you sign up for this front site, this pledge drive for RBN, and thank you, Dr. Piazza, for doing this. They're going to give you 1,000 credits. They'll put that right into your account, and you can buy what you need, weapons or ammunition or whatever. So basically, what this turns out to be is pretty much a $500 bonus for the $500 you spent. They'll double that with giving you the stuff back. So I'll bring up Dan in the next hour. We've got to carve out about 10 minutes for him, but we will do that to make sure that people understand it and take advantage of this. Folks, I'm not sitting here just trying to get some money into the network. Yeah, that's nice. But what I'm here to do is for continuity of patriots and their constitutional republic. We're kind of the continuity of government here. We the people, because we are, or we're supposed to be, the government. You wouldn't, Steve, you wouldn't know it by all the shenanigans that's going on down there in God's waiting room. And what is that, Lake County and Broward?
Yeah, well, Lake County and Palm County, actually Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County, yeah.
Sorry, Palm Beach County and Broward County, right.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, this is a repeat of 2000. And you mentioned about, tell us about that rental car that was turned back in, and they kind of forgot some important luggage in the back seat there, back trunk, didn't they?
Well, I just saw this, and again, folks, I'm here to sound a warning bell. Who's taken over Fox? Who was the guy that stepped down, and who took over, Steve?
Over Fox?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His sons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, weren't you the one that told me that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I thought that it was. I knew that, but yeah. Well, Fox News has turned into nothing but political central. You tune in any time of the day to Fox News, and you might be getting, well, you're more than likely, all you're going to get is the political rhetoric and the opinion panels. That's all you're going to get. I turn on Fox News, they're right in the middle of their propaganda campaign, left, right, how bad's the left, look at us, we're good. Yeah, okay, sure. Well, I tuned into One America News Network, and lo and behold, there was a screen wipe, a crawl going on the bottom of the screen that said down in Florida at an airport, and I'm assuming this is in either Palm County or Broward County, that somebody had turned in a rental car. And in the trunk of the car, when they do the clean to run it to the next person, they found a box of ballots in the back of the car in the trunk. Now, this whole thing, there is what they call chain of custody for all ballots. Mm-hmm. These are to be guarded with your life. That's the importance that used to be put on the chain of custody, to make sure that they don't overlook things, they don't leave boxes of ballots laying around, and so on and so forth. Well, evidently, there's a lot of shenanigans going on down there. Now, they're saying that Scott, he's going to win probably by 10,000. But look what happened. I was talking to Jeff Bennett today. Look what happened in Arizona. The Republican lost. The Democrat wins. By the way, congratulations. She's the first female senator from Arizona, and she's also bisexual. Now, I didn't hear that on Fox News. I heard that on One America News. You know, they will present facts without their opinion. They'll just give you the facts.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing. I'm not saying that One America News Network is the end-all, be-all, but I'm going to tell you, with all the broadcast news that's out there right now, and I'm talking about broadcast news available on cable and satellite, they're it. Fox is done. It's done. The sons took over from the old man, the Australian, that started this network up. You know, how much, you know, you run a news network inside the United States and you're an Australian? Do you have a tie? Do you have a real bond here to America? Well, they ran the pseudo-conservative news outlet. But now the Suns are taking over, and the Suns are lefty as hell.
So, John, would you say it's safe to say that Tucker Carlson will be on his way out?
Tucker Carlson is, you know, if they don't kill this guy, I have seen some very nasty things that they're doing to, I mean, he got assaulted. Yeah. He was not home, but his home was assaulted. They were trying to crash in the front door. His wife freaked out. Mm-hmm. But his daughter and he went to an event, and some of these clowns were calling her the C word and an effing bitch and all this other stuff. Folks, this has gone beyond the pale.
Yeah.
Beyond the pale. Some people have said, as a matter of fact, well, when we get back, I'll tell you about it. There was an actor that said, you know what? You try that stuff at my door, wait till you see what happens to you. Too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
Brother. Yeah. If you've got to be crazier than the crazies to get normalcy, I'm your guy. James Woods, by the way, he was one of the few Republican, you know, truly conservative kind of guys. After this happened with Tucker Carlson, he says, you know what, if they do that at my house, they attempt to try to bash in my front door, oh man, they're gonna have a rude awakening. Well, it's not exactly an awakening. It's like the eternal dirt nap.
Good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, whatever happened to Richard Dreyfuss and the whole initiative thing? You ever any more on that?
Oh, you know what? Here was a crazy guy that decided he wanted to do something about public education. Where do you think that went? It gets no airtime anymore.
Yeah.
Education is the problem, folks. Our children are not being educated. They're just being turned into mindless little spy bots.
Yeah.
You know, no education whatsoever. And when you think about this, and a lot of people, I guess, don't have the ability, Steve, to look at this in its totality, the absolute assault on the American people through the what they're not teaching them in schools.
Yeah.
And I would say that what you're seeing on college campuses, by and large, that fire is fed with the fuel of ignorance.
I agree.
You know, you'll fall for anything because you don't have anything in your head. You have no comparative thought to the alarm going off, going, wait a minute here. Just wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to schedule out. I'm going to try to get this guy on the air, Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere. And he's a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
He's a political commentator. But here's one of the guys that's written books, The Big Black Lie, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, or Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. He contributed to Breitbart's Big Government, Human Events, and the American Thinker. He's been on Tacky Mag, townhall.com. Here's a guy that gets it. He understands the problem. And he's speaking out, trying to talk to the blacks about, you know what? This is worse than slavery. You know, you've already been made an economic slave. You've already been made dependent on the government again. There's an arm of the government called the Democrat Party, or those operatives operating within, that did nothing but kept you enslaved and stupid and culturally deficient in your own cities, in your own communities.
Right.
How are you doing out there, Black America? You know, and the irony to this, and here's another hypocrisy that people can see through, Steve, is that, you know, this Black Panther thing and the Antifa thing that started basically by the culturally deficient Black that doesn't know their history from a hole in the ground, that's falling for this. And the path to freedom has always been, you know, freedom itself. Not dependency, not stupidity. It's through education, being able to talk to other people, to enable you to use your life to its fullest advantage. The whole songbook. And they've been told exactly the opposite. And the only thing they're being taught is hate again. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. All right, I'm going to get a hold of Dan here during the top of the hour break and have him ready to go, hopefully. And we'll get this in more stuff, folks, that you can take advantage of on this front site offer. Only three people have responded this time around. Only three. We're not going to win any wars with this one. And this is a war for our very lives and our very way of life and our country. Except this time, it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.